Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Their second selection came in round two, pick 36, Johnny Newton. He is a D tackle from Illinois. He's 21 years old. He's about 6'2", 305 pounds, was a first-team All-American, Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year, had 8.5 tackles for loss and 7.5 sacks in 12 games this season. Over the last 2 years, 22.5 tackles for loss. Just going back and watching the highlights, the word I would use to describe him is disruptive. Like, he is explosive for a big boy up front. He gets up the field. He can rush the quarterback. And I thought about a million times as I was watching his plays, the comments of Joe Witt where he's like, "We arrive violently." Like, this guy is a world eater. When he gets, I mean, it's amazing. When he gets to the ball carrier, oftentimes the quarterback, he's like slinging them and picking them up and body slamming them. Like a WWE style finisher. Big boy is one of five brothers in his family. He played on the same high school team with three of his brothers at one point. A couple of them are twins. This was Adam Peters after the Johnny Newton pick discussing the new defensive tackle.
Starting with Johnny Newton, and Johnny, we could not believe he was still there, and we were a little nervous that he wasn't going to make it to us at 36. We looked at moving up to get him. Very surprising. We had a first round grade on him, and he is an explosive, violent player. He's a team captain. He got the commander tag, and he's exactly who we want to bring in this building. We think he's an advanced player. He can come in and play right away. Really a three-down player. You can play on the rundowns, play on pass downs. Skilled, hands and feet are tied together. And he arrives violently when he gets the ball, and he plays just like we want him to play. So just thrilled to get Johnny, and that started off a really good night for us.
So before you even fired off the text to the group chat about being mad that they took a defensive player,
mm-hmm.
I was thinking about you,
yep.
Because I knew you were going to be angry that they took a D tackle when they have Payne and Allen. But Allen is probably gone after this year. His cap number is $23 million. They can get out of it for nothing.
Save some money there.
If Johnny Newton is elevated next year, and he's going to play a lot this year too, I think. If he's as good as they think he is, and it looks like he is, he might actually end up being one of their top two defensive tackles, supplanting one of those guys by the end of the season after Payne took a step back. Who knows? But if he's a starter next year in his second season and he's really, really good, I think you could probably get behind that.
Sure. You want good football players on your team. I mean, to me, it was one of those things where I think they thought, this is a first-round player. We're not really thinking about this because he'll go. He'll be gone by the time we're picking at 36.
Yeah.
And I think the surprise that he's there, meaning that, guys, he's falling into the 20s. They thought he'd be gone in the teens or early 20s, whatever. They're going, we have a plan. We have a thought. But this dude's too good to pass up, and look how he fits in the Allen situation there. So, yeah, to me, I'm kind of going, oh, I really wish he wasn't a defensive tackle, and it was one of the other glaring, giant chasms of need that they have that mostly happen to be on offense where you have a rookie quarterback that you really could have upgraded right there. But it's hard to argue against the player. I mean, he reminds me a little bit of just watching some of those highlights. He wasn't someone that I was studying beforehand, but reminds us of some John Randall highlights back in the day, like quote unquote slightly undersized, but knocking people around and being disruptive.
They continued to work on that horrendous defense of a year ago. New defensive-minded head coach. When you hire a defensive-minded head coach and he brings in his buddy to be the D coordinator, you're going to make some defensive-minded picks early on probably. And they did that again at number 50. Remember, they had 40. They moved it for 50 and 53. They get Mikey Sandristill from Michigan at pick 50 in round two, a fifth-year senior corner from Michigan, is 23, ran a 4.47 40, first-team All-American, second-team All-Big Ten, 5'9 and change, about 182 pounds. He'll start right away from what I'm told in the nickel. They plan on putting him inside as their slot corner. Was born in Haiti, couple months old. He moved to the States, but he speaks Creole. Graduated with a degree already, working on a master's in social work. Like, high character, all-world guy everybody loves. Heart and soul of Michigan's football team. 15 games this year, because I don't know if you knew this.
They played extra. Yeah,
all the way to the national championship. Mm-hmm. He had a big interception in that game, by the way. 44 tackles, 5 TFLs, couple sacks, 12 passes defended, and 6 picks. I am a big Sandristill fan. I love that they added him. I think he's a good player. This, to me, could have been offensive tackle to start on the left side right away. This could have been special wide receiver who starts and kicks Dotson into the slot immediately. There were a few ways to go here, but if I'm just looking at it from the standpoint that they got a corner that I think will be good in the slot and a really high character guy that'll be great in the locker room, it's hard to knock it.
Yeah, I mean, this, I know it's two different regimes. I can't get over 3 cornerbacks in the first 2 rounds over 2 years, and the receiver that I wanted at 36 was there at 50, and A.D. Mitchell from Texas. That was disappointing to me. I know you're more excited about corner. That helps their defense. I mean, it does.
I wanted a wide receiver there, to be clear, but they had a massive need at corner. Just because they drafted 2 last year, they screwed that up pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, so no, that's different regimes.
They still had a need.
Yeah. To me, the screw-up is, well, yes, the screw-up was made on defense. They're not going to be good on defense, even with these new guys.
It'd be better, though.
Sure. One's more than zero. They just don't see it the way that I see it in terms of their offense. Like, they think they're fine at tackle. They think they're fine at receiver. I disagree. I think that's a wonderful, healthy, fun thing to be able to talk about because it's just regular football stuff. I don't think they're incompetent. I thought the last group was incompetent, even though a couple of those guys are still here, which is neat. But to me, this was one of those, this felt more, I don't know, I think maybe the defensive tackle was more luxury. This one made sense to me. Like, that guy, again, quality player, it'll upgrade the defense.
This was Adam Peters talking about Sandristill, the captain at Michigan.
And then moving to Mikey Sandristill, another captain, and another one where we were pretty nervous there because as it was coming down to him, I mean, that's what we had our sights set on. And Mikey is a guy who's impressed myself for a really long time since he was a freshman, seeing him catch passes. And he transitioned to corner and playing nickel, and 6 interceptions last year, and was really the heart and soul of that Michigan team. I think anybody will even tell you. I know JJ had a big part in that too, but I think anybody will tell you Mikey, as much as anybody, was a team leader. And I think what sealed the deal with us is when we went to the pro day, and he was incredible doing the DB drills, and then he was the best one on offense doing the receiver drills. Outstanding route runner, outstanding ball skills, and he could just go all day. And the night before, we had dinner with him, and he was as impressive off the field as he was on the field. So we were thrilled to get him. He'll be a great nickel.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Which was a need. Maybe not the sexy one that you wanted to address right then, right there, but it makes them better. That was Sandra Still out of Michigan at pick 50. They were back on the clock three picks later, thanks to the trade back, and they picked up a tight end. Now, they took a tight end, second one off the board, that I didn't anticipate them calling.
I didn't either.
I viewed him a little bit more as like an H-back, which is the same thing in the National Football League, frankly. He's got some Chris Cooley traits, I think, coming out. Cooley was a third-round pick who ended up obviously becoming a fan favorite and a star here in D.C. Ben Sinnott, who at Kansas State at 6'3", 250, walked on and ended up becoming their leading receiver at the end of his career. A 4'6", 840, 21 years old, fourth-year junior, grew up playing hockey. I think that's where some of his physicality comes from. He was a 205-pound walk-on fullback as a freshman and put on 45 pounds, mostly of muscle. First-team All-Big 12 fullback, won the Lohman Trophy as the best in the country, led his team in receiving, more so as a tight end than in that lead blocking role, obviously, but he can block.
Yep.
And they comped him to Kittle. They comped him to Kyle Juszczyk. He's got San Francisco written all over him. In fact, one of the jokes leading up to the draft, whenever I saw people talking about Ben Sinnott, was that the 49ers were going to draft him, or like it would be weird if they didn't. Well, they kind of did, because Adam Peters, who helped put that team together, grabbed him. He went for 676 and six touchdowns with just two drops last season. But I think there's a little more skill and speed.
Yes.
Like, he caught four balls for 40-plus yards last season. When you hear fullback, I think you have, like, your mind made up on what kind of tight end someone is. It's not that. There is some open field ability and elusiveness and wiggle here. He led all tight ends in broad jump, vertical jump, three cone at the combine. This is an athletic player. And again, even though it wasn't necessarily the tight ends that we were talking about, I try to critique the draft more often than not, more from idea philosophy standpoint.
Uh-huh.
What did you take? What position? Why did you do it there? Than like player, because they're diving way deeper into these guys outside the quarterbacks. And they still are even at quarterback, but at least at QB, we could study that for months and months and months. We're not spending hours and hours and hours on Ben Sinnott. So you take their word for it, but I love getting a weapon for your young quarterback. I love going tight end in the top 55.
This one made me all steamy. I love this. Now, I think you said it very well. I was not thinking about him there because that wasn't one of the names we had bandied about. But then I started reading, and as soon as I heard like San Francisco type player, you reference Juszczyk, you reference Kittle, the versatility, I'm now all in. This is my favorite non-Jaden Daniels pick of this entire draft. A, philosophically, I want that versatility. B, it addresses offense. I want a lot less John Bates, a lot more Ben Sinnott. Please and thank you. I love this pick.
That's the first four picks. Let's let you hear Peters on Sinnott really quickly before we step away.
And then you go to Ben Sinnott from Kansas State. And just really, you know, from my experience at the 49ers, learning from those guys and learning what they look for in tight ends with Coach Shanahan, Kyle, and everybody there. Just seeing, and you know, it's a lofty comparison, and I'm not comparing him to the guys we had in San Francisco, but he reminds me of guys like Kyle Juszczyk and George Kittle, the way he blocks and the way he moves and just the way he competes. And certainly not, you know, putting him in that, you know, those guys are all pros, pro bowlers, everything you'd want, but Ben has that same mindset, and he plays with that mindset. He can block really anywhere. You can put him in at the end of the line of scrimmage. You can block a D end.
That is the GM, Adam Peters, on his new tight end, Ben Sinnott.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.